Studio Plus, where we chat about Chinese society as well as international events and stories.
Shanghai Disney Resort, which celebrated its fifth anniversary just recently, is poised to unveil more attractions as it deepens roots in the Chinese market. According to chairman of the Walt Disney Company, Bob Iger, the land is large enough to continue to enable them to expand the park as the world's first Zootopia movie-based theme park is currently under construction at the site. He said he thinks the growth potential it represents is enormous. And according to China Daily, company executives said the park expanded faster than any other Disney parks worldwide, as evidenced by its first major expansion of the Disney Pixar Toy Story Land within just 2 years of operation. The theme park, which opened its doors on June the 16th, 2016, functions in China as a joint venture between the Walt Disney Company of the United States and Shanghai Shendi Group. So this is the latest thing, and I think it's really exciting. I love the animation Zootopia, and I think if it is really built within the Disneyland, I just might consider going there and visit it and see how it looks like. I was wondering, when I watched the Zootopia, the movie, the animation movie, I was thinking, wow, it looks really like a modern city, although this is it's mostly the all those lovely animals are living there. But if it is made into a kind of like a modern city, I really love to visit.
Indeed, and lots of kids and adults all love this movie. So if they are going to introduce this world's first Zootopia movie-based theme park, definitely it will provide another hit for this, another feature for this big Disney world. And that means when you go to Shanghai Disneyland, you need to stay there for longer because there are more to see. And also, I believe those a lot of movie fans would want to experience the Zootopia theme park, just like me. I don't know whether they are going to build any Zootopia-related theme hotels, but if they do, then just like other movie-themed hotels, it's going also to be a very interesting attraction for people.
Yeah, that's right. I think if I go there, I really want to meet Flash. I want him to drive me across the Zootopia theme park because he drives like Flash.
Yeah.
And I also want to do high five with him because it would be really funny. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
So I'd love to see that. And of course, the lovely fox and the bunny, all these are very lovely animation figures. People would like to, you know, find some opportunities to take selfies with. And perhaps we will have a chance of maybe sing the song in the movie. I do love that song. So I'm really excited about this new feature.
Yeah.
And perhaps this just make people think, why do people all over the world love theme parks?
I think that's because that's a place where you can say it's a getaway place, because all the animation movies look, you know, the storylines, the characters in there, no matter whether it is your favorite or not, it could be a really fantasy world for people to get away from the reality, you know, the real world.
Yeah.
So, and also the reason why Disney wants to expand the Disney park is because I think the Chinese market is staying quite prosperous these years, and they see this as an opportunity, and that's why they want to invest more, and so to further expand the whole park. I would say with, you know, the Universal Studio here in Beijing being built, and it's actually on its way to be able to debut and welcome the first group of visitors pretty soon. I believe it's either this year or next year. And also the Disneyland in Shanghai. There are lots of places, interesting places, in terms of the theme parks in China for people to go visit. And I hope that one day, probably if any of the managers or some of the designers want to build, let's say, a Journey to the West kind of theme park, I would be so supportive. Let's go and take photos with Sun Wukong, you know. And I would love to enjoy that kind of trip too.
Sounds like fun.
This podcast is brought to you by Studio Plus. You can find us on Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, or any of your favorite platforms.